176 million euro. That's the profit after tax made by DAA, the operators of Dublin and Cork Airport last year. It's up 80% more on the previous year. Turnover across the 12 months was over €1 billion. The car parks at Dublin Airport this weekend are already sold out. DAA Chief Executive Kenny Jacobs has been talking to our business editor Will Goodbody about their profits and performance and if they're summer ready.
It was a very solid year. So I think financially, operationally and commercially, it was a very, very good year. We've gone through €1 billion revenue for the first time ever. Our revenues are up 35%, profits are up 80%. So a very solid year all round. I think we put the passenger at the centre of the business. That's down to our staff who've really, really improved the standards at the airports that we're operating. So very satisfied with the year. Some headwinds that we're facing into, obviously with the passenger cap here at Dublin Airport, the cost of everything is higher. And we've got a lot of debt from the pandemic that we still need to work on.
On the passenger cap, you had 31.9 million passengers pass through the airport last year, 33 when you can include those who are transiting and using other facilities here. I mean, you're really at the upper end at this point. Is there any movement at all in terms of that? Is there any progress being made since we last spoke to you?
Look, the cap ultimately gets lifted when it gets replaced by something else. That follows the planning process. So we've got an infrastructure application in for 40 million that we submitted last year. We are working on and we will continue to consider a second infrastructure application without building anything. So that will be just allowing us to operate to 35, 36 million without building anything because the airport can take it and because traffic congestion, which was the reason behind the 2006 condition, no longer exists. I mean, one really, really interesting number. 35% of the people who come to Dublin Airport are now coming on the bus. That's great for sustainability. If you go back to 2019, that was about 20%. If you go back to 2006, when the planning condition was put in place, there was less than 5% of the passengers coming via the bus. So that's the direction of travel. The cap exists, we're complying with the cap and we'll continue to do that. We obviously want to get it lifted as soon as possible and we're considering all options, but those options are in the planning process.
So you haven't made a decision yet on a second potential application?
No, we can't make a decision until we see the outcome of the relevant action that's currently sitting with the Mór Pleanála. We think that's going to come out and be decided at the end of June or July, we hope. If that's the case, then we'll look at that and say, how does that change what we want to put into a second application?
In the meantime, you're facing into the summer. What will the passenger cap mean on a practical level for services here, for routes, new routes, that kind of thing?
Nothing for the summer, because the new routes that are operating this summer were decided almost at the end of last summer. So, look, passengers are going to get a very good experience at Dublin Airport. We're now in operational mode in terms of getting people through the terminal, putting smiles on their face and making them really happy as they head off for their holidays. 10 million people will come through Dublin Airport over the summer months. Last week, we had 66,000 people leave on one day alone. And 95% of them got through security in less than 15 minutes. So we're really now in operational mode, giving passengers a good summer. There will be anxiety amongst the airlines, I think, in the winter as they look ahead to next summer in terms of what's going to be possible at Dublin Airport. We've had a number of airlines that wanted to consider setting up at Dublin Airport that have now decided they're not going to because they don't want to face into that uncertainty of what's going to happen in 2025 and 2026 because of the passenger cap. So look, ultimately, we're all about doing the right thing for Ireland. I think the right thing for Ireland is getting this airport to operate to where the potential is at. We want it to be a world-class airport. There's demand out there from airlines that Dublin Airport next year could have 35 million passengers. And we want to support that because that's great for the Irish economy. It's great for connectivity. And it would be a shame to be sending those airlines to other airports because we can fit them in, we can handle them, but because of the passenger cap. But we'll continue to work with planning and to try to get the cap lifted.
Car parking, though, will continue to be an issue, as you've highlighted before. You said that you'd have conversations with the owner of the Quick Park facility that you were blocked from buying by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. Has that come to anything? Is there any sign of any progress there?
We're making some progress. We've had those conversations, and I think in the next 2 weeks, we'll know one way or the other, are we going to be able to operate it over the summer months.
But nothing at this point?
Nothing at this point.
That's DAA Chief Executive Kenny Jacobs with our business editor, Will Goodbody.